English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Ziba est l'amie de Métou et ensemble, elles travaillent dans une entreprise. À l'heure de la pause, elles discutent des conditions de travail de leurs mères respectives. Écoutons leur conversation et répondons aux questions. Vous allez répondre vrai ou faux, true or false, aux phrases que vous allez entendre. 1. La mère de Ziba a toujours été assistée par son mari. 2. Le père de Métou considère ses enfants comme des soldats. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Quelles étaient les tâches quotidiennes de la mère de Ziba? 2. Pourquoi le père de Métou est-il surnommé « Commander » 3. Quel est le métier de la maman de Métou? Vous entendrez les deux amies discuter des conditions de travail de leurs mères respectives en utilisant la phrase « would » pour exprimer l'habitude dans le passé. Nous allons écouter ce couple.
Me too, my dear. A penny for your thoughts?
What do you mean, Ziba?
It's just an expression. I was wondering what you're thinking about.
Well, you know, my mother is old now, and she has spent most of her time caring for us.
What was her job?
She was a housewife. She would always spend all of her time cooking or doing the daily chores.
That's a busy life. I hope she didn't have to wash or iron all the clothes, too. I hate that.
Indeed, she used to do all those things. She would wake up early, wash the children, sweep the yard, cook lunch, and take care of us all day long.
Who would take care of her? Your father? What would he do?
Father would rarely help her. He would just sit down and give orders.
Is that why you called him Commander?
Exactly. He believes we are his soldiers.
Well, Métou, I believe I'm luckier than you. My father and mother used to work together. They would always help each other.
Well, I think I must be very clear to Yahya before our marriage. He won't be my commander. Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue Ziba et Métou. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. La mère de Ziba a toujours été assistée par son mari. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Le père de Métou considère ses enfants comme des soldats. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Quelles étaient les tâches quotidiennes de la mère de Ziba? Laver le linge, laver les enfants, balayer la cour et prendre soin d'eux. 2. Pourquoi le père de Métou est-il surnommé « Commander » Parce qu'il ne faisait que donner des ordres. 3. Quel est le métier de la maman de Métou? Elle est femme au foyer. Vous avez entendu ces phrases qui expriment l'habitude dans le passé avec le mot « would » ou l'expression « used to ». Par exemple, « She would always spend all of her time cooking ». She used to do all those things. Répétez ces autres phrases parlées par Métou et Ziba. Father would rarely help her. She would wake up early.
My father and mother used to work together. They would always help each other.
Et vous, qu'aviez-vous l'habitude de faire et que vous ne faites plus? Nous venons d'entendre certaines activités domestiques d'une femme au foyer. Retenez les phrases. Laver le linge. Wash the clothes. Laver les enfants. Wash the children. Balayer la maison. Sweep the house. Prendre soin de. To take care of. Vous venez d'entendre les deux amis parler de leurs parents. Vous avez aussi entendu certaines activités domestiques. Vous avez enfin entendu comment exprimer l'habitude dans le passé avec « would » et « used to ». À très bientôt! Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com.
Ici Michel Joseph. Hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait! Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h temps universel sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com et en ondes courtes le samedi et le dimanche à 20h temps universel. Ne ratez pas English USA!
Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans quelques instants, nous allons entendre une conversation entre Kathy et Max, qui parlent de leur invité, Pat Miller. Who is our guest today? Qui est notre invité aujourd'hui? Guest, invité. Max et Kathy sont des collègues à la radio. Ils font des interviews. La première chose que Max va dire quand il commence à travailler, c'est « Hi, what's up? »
« Hi, Kathy, what's up? »
« Salut, quoi de neuf? » Une expression passe-partout, très américaine, qui ne suscite aucune réponse spécifique. Pas du tout ce qu'on dirait lors d'une rencontre formelle, mais tout à fait acceptable entre collègues de longue date. « Hi, what's up ?» Une réponse toute simple, « Not much », pas grand-chose.
« Hi, Kathy, what's up ?»«
Not much. »«
Who's our guest today ?»«
Today, Pat Miller is back with us. »
Autre phrase. « She's a college student, isn't she ?» Elle est étudiante, n'est-ce pas ?«
She's a college student, isn't she ?»«
College » signifie ici « université », pas « collège ». Max est presque sûr que Pat Miller est étudiante, mais il a besoin d'une confirmation, d'où la question à la fin de la phrase « Isn't she ?»«
She's a college student, isn't she ?»
Puisque la question ne demande qu'une confirmation, Kathy va y répondre de cette manière. « That's right. »«
That's right. » »«
C'est juste. C'est correct. »«
She's a college student, isn't she ?»«
That's right. She goes to American University. »
Nous allons aussi parler de l'heure. En anglais, on ajoute le terme « o'clock » qui pourrait se traduire par « à l'horloge ». L'heure se traduit par « hour », à ne pas confondre avec « o'clock ». On dit « 10 o'clock », 10 heures, ce qui n'est pas la même chose que « 10 hours », qui veut dire « une durée de 10 heures ». Écoutez et répétez à haute voix.
Listen and repeat.
1 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
12 o'clock.
Pendant cette interview que vont faire Kathy et Max avec Pat Miller, l'étudiante, nous allons découvrir qu'elle étudie l'art dramatique, qu'elle veut devenir actrice, donc elle se rend au théâtre régulièrement, à Washington et aussi à New York, pour voir des spectacles à Broadway. Broadway shows. Pour y aller, elle prend le train.
Interview.
Now it's time for today's interview. Our guest today is Pat Miller. Hi, Pat. You're a college student.
That's right. I go to American University.
What are you studying?
I'm studying drama.
Do you go to many plays?
Yes, I do. I see a lot of plays here in Washington. And sometimes my friend Sandy and I go to New York to see Broadway shows.
Nous allons donc découvrir les mots utilisés pour les horaires des trains. The train leaves at 6 o'clock. Le train quitte à 6 heures. Les deux verbes à retenir ici, to leave, quitter, to arrive, arriver. It arrives in New York at 11. It est le pronom qui remplace train. Quand vous utilisez des moyens de transport, vous allez utiliser l'expression to go by car, to go by train, to go by plane, by bus. Ici, Pat Miller répond à Kathy et Max en disant we go by train.
We go by train.
Oui, nous. Elle parle d'elle et son amie Sandy. Écoutez la conversation qui suit.
New York? How do you get there?
We go by train. We go and come back the same day.
Really?
Yes, it's not a long trip.
When do the trains leave?
The first train to New York leaves at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's very early.
Yes, it is. We usually take the 7 o'clock train.
When does it arrive in New York?
It arrives in New York at 11. It takes about 4 hours.
Quand on voyage, on a besoin de savoir quelle heure il est. Et si on n'a pas de montre, on peut demander, what time is it? Quelle heure est-il? Écoutez et répétez. What time is it? It is 2 o'clock. En contraction, it's 2 o'clock.
Listen and repeat.
2 o'clock. What time is it? It's 2 o'clock. 2:15. What time is it? It's 2:15. 2:30. What time is it? It's 2:30. 2:45. What time is it? It's 2:45.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Et nous voici de retour avec Martin Lerner qui achète autre chose encore, une radio pour sa fille. A radio. Vous apprendrez à demander des renseignements dans un magasin. Nous serons avec lui dans un magasin d'appareils électroniques, an electronic store. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Tout d'abord, nous voici dans un magasin. Le vendeur ou la vendeuse s'approche. Vous demandez la question, can you help me? Can you help me? Pouvez-vous m'aider? Do you have radios? Avez-vous des radios? Do you have televisions? Avez-vous des télévisions? Écoutez bien.
Write down your answers and turn them over where I can't see them, okay? Question is, what percentage of American teenagers
Hello.
Say that their favorite...
Hello. Can you help me? Do you have radios?
Yeah, we certainly do.
I want to buy my daughter a radio.
48. What kind of radio?
I'm looking for a small radio.
How old is your daughter?
She's 14.
Look at these radios.
What a cheap thing.
Can you help me now? This radio is $29. This one is $37. And this one is $58.
That's right.
What's the difference?
The $29 and the $37 radios are about the same. This one looks better. The more expensive one plays with batteries and with electricity.
And the $29 one?
It only plays with batteries.
I see. Tell me about the $58 radio.
It sounds better. It has better speakers. Does your daughter listen to music?
She likes music very much.
It's better for music. Listen to this. Isn't that nice? Do you like that?
It's good. Show me what this does.
That's for an antenna, but you won't need it. It has an antenna inside. That's for an antenna outside.
Can you show me some larger radios?
Of course.
Are they more expensive?
Some larger radios are not expensive. Some are expensive. How much do you want to pay?
I don't know. I don't want to pay more than $100.
Okay, let's look at these three radios. This one is $46. This one is $59, and this one is $99.99.
$99.99 is too expensive.
C'est bien utile de savoir demander de l'aide. Can you help me? Par exemple, quand on voyage ou quand on fait des courses, ou même quand on cherche quelque chose, tout simplement.
I want to buy a radio. Can you help me? I want to look at this radio. Can you help me now?
Imaginez que vous êtes dans un magasin, chez vous. Quand le vendeur ou la vendeuse s'approche de vous, vous dites « Hello, can you help me please? » Pouvez-vous m'aider, s'il vous plaît? Dans l'exercice qui suit, le vendeur vous dira « Bonjour, hello » ou bien « Bon après-midi, good afternoon » et ce sera à vous de lui demander « Can you help me, please? » Et ce sera votre manière de pratiquer. Donc, à chaque fois qu'il vous dira bonjour, que ce soit l'après-midi ou le matin, vous lui demanderez tout de suite, « Can you help me, please? » Faites-le à haute voix. Allez-y.
Good morning. Hello. Good afternoon. Listen to this one. I like it. It has very good sound.
I want to look at some other things, please.
Of course. We have telephones on sale.
Allons au magasin. Au magasin électronique, the electronic store. On va essayer d'acheter une radio. Vous entrez dans le magasin. Le vendeur ou la vendeuse s'approche. Hello, how are you? Can I help you? Puis-je vous aider? Can I help you? Votre dialogue. I want a radio. Je veux une radio. Ou bien, I'm looking for a radio. Je cherche une radio. I need a radio. J'ai besoin d'une radio. Donc, apprenons ces trois manières de demander pour quelque chose. I want a radio. I'm looking for a radio. I need a radio. Réponse de la vendeuse ou du vendeur. What kind of radio? Quel genre de radio? What kind of radio? We have several kinds. Nous avons plusieurs genres de radio. We have several kinds. Ou bien... We have different kinds. Nous en avons des différents. Exercice.
exercez-vous à demander de l'aide? Can you help me? I need your help. J'ai besoin de votre aide. Ou bien, offrez de l'aide à votre tour. May I help you? Practice hard until next time. Goodbye. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait!
Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct.
Et de pratiquer l'anglais avec...
Michel.
Et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Welcome to Anglais Télé. My name is Michelle Joseph, and I have a special guest with me today. Can you please introduce yourself?
My name is Pascaline Mamoko.
Pascaline Mamoko, you are welcome to Anglais Télé. Thanks. You can find us on Facebook. Vous pouvez nous retrouver sur Facebook Anglais Télé. And we're going to start with an introduction in a business setting, such as is the case for you, Pascaline, because you have just joined French to Africa, VOA. And so we're going to discuss with Pascaline, and you guys will be able to listen, and you will discover what it's like to enter a business setting and introduce yourself. And you will discover some vocabulary, and we're going to have some fun with this, right?
Yes.
Okay, she says yes. All right, so Pascaline, you have just joined our team, and that's a term that people use even on a professional level, a team. And we are going to greet you. So you have just entered our office, and hello.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you.
You don't know me, so you don't say hi, Michelle, yet.
Okay.
That's, you know, informal talk. We are going to be formal because you don't know me, I don't know you, and our boss has just brought you in. So he's saying, hello, Michelle, we are bringing on this person, bringing on onto the team to bring on, ramener, dans l'équipe. Here you go. So,
hello, my name is Pascaline. I'm a new employee.
Okay.
That's my first day today.
Okay, Pascaline, you're new. Nice to have you here. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Thank you.
Okay. So, where are you coming from?
I'm originally from Central African Republic.
Okay.
And...
Do you live in the States?
Yes. I live in D.C. I've been here for 7 years already.
Okay. So she has been here for 7 years. You have been living in the United States, Washington, D.C.
Yes. I've been living here for 7 years.
Okay. Already. So where have you been? Why hasn't she been here before? But we're very happy to have you.
Thank you.
Okay. So... do you have a business card?
Yes, I do have my business card right there.
Okay, let me see. Thank you. Oh, okay. And now I'm going to ask her what she saw when she first went to the desk that was assigned to her. There's a major tool on this desk. What is it?
Do you mean the main entrance?
Or? No, she has entered the office. She's sitting down. And do you have books in front of you? What's in front of you?
I was given a spot.
Yes.
An office, which is very comfortable. A nice desk with a desk. With a desktop.
Okay, let's stop right there. So you see, she's entering
an office, and this is the U.S. This is a typical office. The desk is clear, and in the center, you have...
A computer. A telephone.
Right, telephone. Yeah. So, what does this tell you?
This tells me that it's a professional place.
Okay, it's professional. And what about these tools that you have in front of you?
The tools are for work.
That's it. It's for work. So the major tools nowadays, 2014, especially in an environment like this, you need your computer and you need your phone.
Exactly.
And without those, you can't get very far. Because you discovered that today, right?
Yes.
Are you already logged on to the computer?
Not yet. I have to get a password.
Exactly. So the process of entering the workplace, you have to be logged on into the system. That's a computer term that everybody uses nowadays, to log on.
Exactly.
How would you say that in French? Comment est-ce que tu expliquerais ça?
Le mot de passe, c'est ça?
Oui, ou être dans le système,
oui.
To be logged on to...
En fait, il faut une identité, en fait.
Une identité. So, to enter this system and to join our team, you have to have your own identity.
Exactly.
You have to log on with a particular password.
Under your name, of course.
Under her name. So this is a big process. You cannot start until all this has happened.
Yes, it's a process.
It's a process. Were you surprised?
Not really, but I was not really surprised. No.
Okay.
And I know everything is about process here.
Yes.
So I'm not really surprised.
Okay, so... Like before, maybe our tools were paper, pencils, books, dictionaries, etc. Today, you need your computer, you need your phone, you need to be logged into a system so that you can access our work files, our audio software, so that you can work in radio, etc. Right?
Yes.
Okay, so, and you have just encountered something new today, or maybe not, but is this your first time in a radio studio?
Yes, this is my first time, actually.
Okay, it will not be your last.
It won't.
It will not be her last. So, you are discovering the microphone.
Yes.
As we speak, we are on camera. Okay, so these are tools that you will be using yourself very shortly.
Yes.
Okay, so I do have a question in the difference of presentation. Let's say if you enter an office in your original country, Central African Republic, versus the... welcome that you had here today. Would you say that it was more formal in your country and less formal here in the States? How would you compare?
I think it's more formal here because, when I walked in, everybody wanted to introduce me to everybody, you know.
Okay, so and that's a good process.
Yeah, that's a good process, and it breaks the ice, you know. It makes you feel good about yourself.
Okay,
it makes
let's stop her there. She said two very good expressions. She said it was informal, which is, so the office setting in the States is, wait, did you say formal?
Formal, I say formal.
In the sense that everyone is supposed to greet you. You are introduced to everybody.
Yes.
Then she said, it breaks the ice.
Exactly.
So it's not so cold, it's warm.
Yes.
That's a fantastic expression there, to break the ice.
You break the ice.
Is there an expression in French that you would consider as...
I can say to mettre à l'aise.
Yes, okay. So to break the ice, that's perfect. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it makes me feel good.
You feel good. You feel welcomed. Everybody is ready to help you.
Exactly.
Okay. So on that note, we'll close this little chapter and we'll come back.